Hello, this is Bob Case with the audio blog of Case in Point. The title of this audio blog is The Hope Evident in the Work of the Christian Journalist. Metaphysics is the study of reality. A Christian understanding of reality is the source of comfort, confidence, and compassion for the journalist. The metaphysical understanding of the journalist is that she understands three things. First, God is in control. Second, God is a public God. And third, God loves our minds. First, God is in control. The Christian journalist understands that God is a loving God as he reveals himself in the Bible. There is nothing that escapes his attention or concern. He speaks and the winds calm down, the waves subside, and death is defeated. His fingerprints are on everything. We call this aspect of God's work providence, from the Latin forethought, and it means the entire universe is dependent upon the sustaining power and personal care of its creator. Because of this divine care, there is always hope in reality, because a personal loving God is always present and is guiding his creation. We do not live in a random, chaotic, purposeless, Sartre-Vonnegut universe. Now, what this means for the Christian journalist is that the journalist should always have a positive orientation towards the future, because she knows that the universe is in the trustworthy hands of the biblical God. Because of this sure hope, the Christian journalist has a basis for reform, renewal, and even redemption. Hope infuses the world which the journalist observes, and it should be evident in the writing of that journalist. Second, God is a public God. Christianity teaches that the physical, created world, general revelation, is the public stage on which are enacted God's dealings with humankind. God did not and does not act in secret. He acts before a watching, skeptical, fallen, and antagonistic human society, and he understands this. Because he is so transparent, God is justified in requiring transparency from his followers, and then bringing light to the darkest places and exposing that which is hidden. The Christian journalist reports and writes before a watching and skeptical world. Emulating God, Christian journalists should shine light on the hidden and unexplained. The Christian journalist should not be afraid of public scrutiny of their work or their lives. Christian journalists should hold themselves to the same standard of accountability and transparency they have for others. And finally, God loves our minds. Christianity does not exalt the uninformed, the ill-informed, or the misinformed. The Christian standard is to take all ideas and examine them in light of God's revelation. To that end, the Christian journalist is to be careful of relying on only one epistemology. That is to say, faith or authoritarian sources are not to be the only source of knowledge. Skepticism or intuition are not to be our only source of knowledge. Rationalism is not to be our only source of knowledge, nor is empiricism or experience, nor is pragmatism to be our only source of knowledge. But rather, the Christian journalist must bring all his thought life into subjection of God's revelation in the Bible. We understand there is an unsensed reality behind the sensed reality of the physical world. We believe in an unseen God who sees and acts. In subjection to the triune God, we can rest in certitude, if not certainty. This is Bob Case, and more on this later.